On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. The show that's up 73% over the last 30 days. And it's all because of you guys out there listening and probably a bunch of KISS fans we contacted on Twitter checking out our show. But yeah, 73%. Pretty good. And a lot of it's old shows. People are going back and checking the stuff we did like 7 years ago. It's like,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
I know my daughter started listening.
Really?
Hi, Annie.
Yes, Annie. Nice of you to join. Now let's get your husband listening and all your friends. We don't even care if you listen to it. Turn it on and let it roll, okay?
Just so, let her go.
Yeah, let her go. So this show, tell everybody. Share with people who like this kind of music. I mean, I know we're kind of a niche show. There's not many of us left, because if you saw the Grammys, lots of rock representation there, huh? Not. Nothing. Zilch. Zero.
I don't even want to talk about the Grammys. It's such a load of crap. Now, I will admit, I do enjoy Silk Sonic. I think they're cool. They're super talented. And I like the song. So, you know.
I couldn't tell you anything. Is that the one with Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your wife was pumping that one up.
She's definitely her favorite group right now.
Okay. I don't know anything about it, but
we actually looked at going to see them in Vegas.
Really?
I'd have to sell my house, and I'm not doing that.
Nah, not worth it. This show can be heard on Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and Tune In and other platforms. So
jeez,
you can listen anywhere. You can make a comment, give us a 5-star rating if you like. Cool. You'd make our year.
Now that I listen to it on Amazon Alexa.
Do you?
Oh, she just turned on. Yeah, I do. I tell her listen to or turn on Hard Rock and Trivia Show, and she puts the latest episode on.
That's kind of cool. I've never done that. And I have that in my house. We almost never use it, but now we are. Okay? You people out there, listen. So I stumbled across something this week. A couple things. First, let's talk about the Taylor Hawkins passing away, which was a major bummer for everybody.
Yeah, everybody online, it seems like everybody knew him and everybody loved him. You don't hear anybody crapping on him except maybe Ted Nugent, but...
Well, Ted Nugent was more of the chemical thing. He's not really crapping on him as a person. It was just more, you know, the drug thing. And, guess what? You take that many kind of drugs, mix them together, you're probably not going to make it. And it's happened to a lot of musicians out there. It's a bummer because seemed like a super nice guy. He's into the music that we were definitely into.
Totally talented as hell. He was in a metal cover band kind of thing. Chevy metal.
Chevy metal, yeah.
So cool, but... You know, last I heard they had found traces of 10 different substances in his bloodstream, and it's just sad, man.
Yeah, and the guy's really sad. He's got young kids. I think he's got 3 kids. I'm like, oh, and a wife, so you feel for them, too. So just a bummer all around.
Yeah.
The one cool tribute I found online was Mammoth WVH. They recorded, they played My Hero live. So I thought it was like that's kind of a nice homage to the band, the Foo Fighters, because the Foo Fighters, they were on tour in South America, and they just cut it short. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. My brother saw Mammoth in Baltimore last weekend. I guess it was Friday night, April 1st, and he just went on about how awesome Wolfie is, but he talked about them doing a tribute there and playing, starting off the song with him and their drummer, Mammoth drummer, playing the intro together on the drum set, and then Wolfie going into the guitars and just it. He said it was perfect. It was like you wouldn't known it. It wasn't that it wasn't the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, the live stuff. Yeah, I saw that. Fantastic. In fact, we're gonna play it for you right now. Check a little bit of this out. Oh, guess what, Danny? Breaking news. The Mammoth, the WVH, and Dirty Honey Tour has been canceled.
Yeah, I saw that earlier tonight, that Wolfie came back from the Grammys, and he's been testing negative for COVID, but there were some of the band and crew tested positive. So
that's a bummer. That would have been a cool show to see.
I mean, absolutely.
At least your brother got to see it.
Yeah, I was supposed to go with him, but we had family commitments that weekend, so couldn't go.
Bummer. Oh, the other thing was, other news that was pretty cool is Eric Grunewald, I think that's how you pronounce his name, joined Skid Row out of the blue.
Yeah, former Heat singer.
Yeah, and...
Or H-E-A-T, however you want to do it.
Right, and he just got over leukemia.
Wow.
So, yeah, a year ago he had leukemia.
And now he's the singer for Skid Row.
Yeah. And the guy can sing all the tunes. Some people are thinking, oh, it's not Sebastian Bach or whatever. Dude, listen to this guy sing. This guy's awesome.
Man. Yeah, get over it. Sebastian's not coming back. There's no, get over it. Come on. Sebastian's out touring on his own. He's doing amazing. Skid Row's doing their thing.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, let it go. Jeez.
At least Sebastian can sing a little, still sing the songs. And this new guy, Eric guy, sings them perfectly too. So you got two options out there to hear Skid Row still. Which leads me now, there's a couple of tours and a couple of bands playing that we love, but we're going to play you a couple of clips of these, and we're going to ask Danny which one of these acts should shut it down first, or should both of them shut it down. If you didn't know, Bon Jovi just started their tour, which was postponed for like 3 years. They were supposed to, I don't even know what their latest album was. It came out a couple of years ago. I haven't liked a Bon Jovi album in like 8-9 years, so I didn't really care. But yeah. I checked out some of the clips, and I was shocked at what I heard. Like, oh, my God.
So let's take a listen.
So let's listen to it right now. So out there, what did you think? Danny, what did you think of John Bon Jovi 2022?
Oh, my God. He is so off key. It's like his monitors aren't working. Or I'm sure he has in-ear monitors or something, but he's not even singing close to the key that he's supposed to be singing in. It is so awful.
Yeah, I saw another guy online commenting, you know how bands tune down when your singer can't hit those high notes? apparently Bon Jovi tuned down twice.
Oof.
And yeah, he's like, it's my life, it's now or now. He's singing slower, and he can't hit any high notes. He's almost talking it.
Well, the problem is that, you know, okay, so you tune down a couple steps, you know, or a full step or whatever. That's fine. But at least sing in the key that they're playing in. He's down another full step. Not even close to what the notes he's supposed to be singing. It's I had to listen to it a couple times to go, you got to be kidding me. That's not some guy singing along. You know, he's got his phone up there recording the band, and he's singing loud enough to where you can't hear. You see that all the time on videos, but no, that's John Bon Jovi singing. Yeah, so if that's what you want to call it.
Ooh, I mean, he's got, well, thank God for the chorus, because he's got two extra guys on stage with him. One guy playing percussion, and there's a second guitar player besides Phil X. So they got four guys singing with them on the choruses. So when the chorus kicks in, they kind of drowned out John. So it sounds like the song again. But yeah, but when you're hitting, there's, when he's singing by himself, it's horrific, as you just heard. There's no way I'm going to go see the tour.
Are there no adults in the room?
They're all
Nobody
adults.
Can tell him, John, you sound like shit. Probably not, because my guess would be if you said that, you'd be booted.
Oh, yeah, because people love Bon Jovi. I mean, I like the band, too. I was a fan. I saw their very first show in Los Angeles. I mean, I've been a fan for a long time. But it's once they started changing their sound altogether and Sambora left, so that Lost Highway and Beyond, yeah, that's a whole different band. I don't even think John can sing Runaway or any of those songs anymore. He can't get up high.
No.
Because everything's low and monotone. It's quite sad. So, John at 60. The other one I shared with Danny, and we're going to share with you right now, is the Scorpions are playing in Vegas. They have a residency. And Klaus, check out Scorpions and with Make It Real from Vegas. Okay, you heard that. Klaus Meinen is 73. Danny, what do you think?
73. I mean, it wasn't as bad as the Bon Jovi. I'll give him that, but still not good. I mean, you could tell he's got the same, like, you can tell it's him.
Right, he's unique in that way.
But, yeah, he's got a unique voice, but it's not good. It's just not good. I was thinking I'd really like to go see that residency in Vegas, but maybe I would see Skid Row open and then maybe go gamble or something.
No, I think I would still see the Scorpions. Yeah, Klaus is definitely monotone. And when when he's singing, he's standing really still. And he's really concentrating on what he's doing. But when he sings the chorus, Make It Real, a Fantasy, and he cuts himself off. He doesn't hold the note, and he doesn't go high. He maybe just can't do it anymore.
Maybe not. You know, I know people want to see these bands, but, you know, when the product starts to deteriorate, you got to stay home.
And it's sad. The only way these bands can make money is touring, because you're not going to make money selling records. It's just not going to happen.
No.
So they have to tour. And both of these bands are doing really great business, but buyer beware.
Yeah.
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're picking on these two. I just picked these out because they just started up, and I was really disappointed in what I heard.
For years, they've been saying Paul Stanley is the same way. Can't cut it anymore.
Yeah.
But
I think Paul's singing the tracks now.
You know, and that's fine if you want to do that. I'm not going to go see a band sing the tracks.
No, not me either.
You know, I don't want to see a karaoke show. You know, even though Kiss's stage show is amazing, I'm there for the music first.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's other bands out there that, like Don Dokken, God love them. They're bringing out George Lynch in like the last three songs. George can play his ass off, but Don just can't sing anymore. He's got his bass player singing right with him. You know, just he's singing the high parts with Don, so it's doubling it. And
how about Stephen Piercy?
Stephen's weird. Stephen never really had a good voice. Because I've seen Rat a couple times. I've seen him when he was awful. Just the worst thing you've ever heard. Then I seen him when he was pretty good. But you just never know. Oh, the other one, with the big summer tour. How's Vince Neil going to sound?
Oh, my gosh. He was unrecognizable. I mean, you couldn't tell the words he was singing. Oh,
there's some funny memes about that.
Oh, there's so many good videos. And, you know, they have the lyrics going on underneath and, like, not even close to the real lyrics.
It's garbled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw a video the other day with Paul Di'Anno.
Oh, is he doing the same thing now? Isn't he in like a wheelchair now on stage?
No, he wasn't in this. He didn't move at all. He just stood there. But he was doing Charlotte the Harlot, and it was unrecognizable. You could not tell. I mean, you could tell the music, but they had the words down that he was actually singing.
Oh.
Going across the screen.
Oh, no. I haven't seen that one.
And I would say 3/4 of them were not actual words. And he might weigh 350 pounds. It doesn't look anything like the Paul Di'Anno you think of.
That we saw. Yeah. Oh, but, that's sad. And then the other one is Phil Collins.
Yeah.
You see him, he's in a chair, and the guy looks like he's 100 years old. Like, oh, my God, this guy's not going to make it too much longer.
Yeah. Well, they did their final show.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
And at least he was a little better than what we've been talking about, but he still wasn't what he was, but you feel bad that these guys are making lots of money, but you can see like that's what else they got. They have nothing to fall back on. Nothing.
Yeah. You got to be amazed at the talent level of somebody like Paul McCartney who can still sing his ass off.
Oh yeah.
And he's mid 70s.
Right.
You know, he's unbelievable. I saw him in Philly, not this tour, but the last tour, and he was amazing. Hit all the notes. I couldn't tell if he had tuned down or not, but didn't matter. He sounded great.
Oh yeah, I got three more for you. Let's go see Glenn Hughes with the Dead Daisies. Still can nail everything.
Oh yeah.
Steven Tyler for Aerosmith. I think they're going to do resin. He can still nail it. Sammy Hagar, same thing. He can still sing all that stuff.
Unbelievable.
So yeah, buyer beware.
Check
them out.
Really, I'd really like to go see the Aerosmith residency in Vegas too.
Oh, you know what show you should go to though, if you could? They're playing the Red Sox Stadium with Extreme opening.
Ooh,
yeah, that got postponed, but that one might be coming up at the end of this summer.
Oh man, Aerosmith and Extreme at home.
Yeah,
a home gig.
Awesome. Wow. All right. If we bummed you out with all this talk, I'm sorry, but we just had to put it out there. You guys make up your own minds. If you're gonna go see a band, check them out check their YouTube videos. And we know the YouTube sound quality is not always the best. We know that, but it was obvious that Klaus and John just don't have it anymore.
Yeah, and it's sad because we are the biggest fans of these guys. I mean, we bought their albums back in the day. I know we've seen. I've seen the Scorpions probably 4 times and Bon Jovi at least 3.
Yeah.
You know, I was a big fan of both of them. And it's really sad when you guys that you look up to really need to just hang it up and rest on their laurels.
Yeah. And if I had to choose between the two, I'd go see the Scorpions, hands down.
Yeah.
Because I saw that Bon Jovi set list and I didn't recognize half the songs. I'm like, oof, No,
not. Well, you know he can't sing anything from Slippery When Wet or New Jersey.
Yeah, well they'll throw in Living on a Prayer. They do that. They do Bad Medicine.
How's he going to do the chorus of Living on a Prayer? You know how high that is?
Yeah, go watch it.
He's going to go, oh, living on a prayer.
Or he points the microphone and has the crowd sing it. This is what he does. Oh, all right, enough of this bummer material that we're doing. Let's do something fun. How about we play a little rapid fire? All right, boys and girls out there, it's a little time for some rapid fire where Danny and I fire off three questions each at each other. And you guys out there, you're playing at home or in your car or wherever you're at, see if you can go 6 for 6. Most of the time, we don't go for 3 for 3, and rarely does anybody go 6 for 6 because sometimes these questions are easy, sometimes they're ridiculously hard. And I'm looking at my questions here. I think possibly you could get 2 out of 3 of them, but one of them I know you're not going to get. But there's somebody out there who will get it, so we'll find out.
I think you'll get one of the three.
Ooh, challenge!
If you get the one, you might. I'll be shocked. The other one, I don't think you'll get.
Is it Madam X?
No, it's not even close.
Oh, I tried. So I'll start this off here. All right, Danny. Question number one. Can you name three bands named after Judas Priest songs that appear on Unleashed in the East?
Whoa.
So they're songs, but they turned into band names.
Let's see. I'm going to have to guess.
And you can't look at it on Google.
Yeah.
By the way, we never do that. We just go off the top of our head. So.
Yeah, we don't have time to Google this stuff.
Right, because if we miss it and we look stupid, guess what? We are stupid.
There you go. Let's see. I'm going to say Metal Gods.
Incorrect. I don't know a band named Metal Gods.
I don't think that was on Unleashed in the East anyway.
It wasn't. Probably been a while since you've heard that album.
Yeah, really. How about...
I'll give you a hint. Two of the bands are German.
Oh, geez.
And one of them is Canadian.
How about the Hellion?
No, it's not on that album.
Let's see.
Should I just give you the big...
Yeah, let me see if I can get at least some of the songs on there. I know Diamonds and Rust.
Not a band. Or not a name band.
Yeah, I don't know.
All three of these are metal bands.
Okay.
The one from Canada. Remember Exciter?
Yep.
Two from Germany. How about Running Wild and Sinner?
Dang, I would have got Running Wild, but Sinner I should have gotten.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Speaking of Judas Priest, Rob Halford, he's another one that can still kill it.
He can still sing, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're touring right now.
And his vocals are insane. So.
And they've even got Glenn Tipton out there. They bring him out for a couple songs. He's got Parkinson's. He's still kicking ass.
Yeah.
So, good for him.
He looks like hell, but he can still play.
Hey, he's playing. He's up there. Got to give it to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, support Judas Priest on tour. Okay.
All right. So, question number one for you. Who plays guitar on Ghost's latest album?
You and your damn Ghost. Is it a name guy?
I don't know that you would know him. He's not like a guitar hero or anything. He's in another band that's kind of big.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Is it Eric Martinson from Eclipse?
No, that is not correct, but you probably have the correct country.
A Swedish guy. Is it Yngwie Malmsteen? I guess that's a no.
Can you see him being allowed to play what he would play?
No, but I'm trying to think of Swedish guitar heroes. Okay, is it John Norum from Europe?
No.
Is it Key Marcello from Europe?
No.
Well, I'm trying to think of all Swedish guys I know.
I don't think you're not going to get this.
Okay, so
he's in the band Opeth.
I would never get it in a million years. I couldn't name one song from that band.
Yeah, the guy's name is Fredrik Åkesson.
Well, that's a one wrong for me and one wrong for you. That's a good question, but yeah, Opeth, I know the name, never heard one song from him. So
yeah, he talks about how he was told basically what to play, and if things, he was told to be more melodic than he usually is in Opeth, and he enjoyed the experience. He would definitely play with Ghost again, but he's certainly not going to tour with them.
Yeah, and I've heard the first two songs in the Ghost album. I thought they sounded pretty good.
Oh, the whole album's good. I'm a Ghost fan, so. Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan, but I like what I heard. But
yeah, so check it out. Ghost's new album is pretty good.
So if you hear me coughing throughout this show, it's like we have 50 and 60 mile an hour gusts going on for the last 3 days. So dust is blowing everywhere. So that's my excuse. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
But it's the truth. All right. Question number two. Where did Kissing Dynamite get their name from?
Kissing Dynamite.
Yeah.
Is it the name of a song on Unleashed in the East?
It is not, but it is the name of a song from another band.
I don't know whose song it is, though.
It's from AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah, there's a song called Kissing Dynamite on the Blow Up Your Video album from 1988.
Jeez.
An album that's not that great.
No. What was the big song on that? Who Made Who? Is that on that album?
I forgot. That's when AC/DC kind of was on a little slump.
Yeah.
Until their next Razor's Edge came out, and that kind of brought them way back.
Yeah. And then Black Ice made them huge again with their tour.
Yeah, now they're a stadium band.
Yep.
They're legends now. Okay.
All right. Question two for you. What city is Cinderella from?
Philadelphia.
That is correct.
Is that the one you thought I'd get?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. So technically they're from one of the suburbs, but Philly's close enough.
Yeah, like I'm going to know the suburbs of Philadelphia. They're from Weehawken, New Jersey. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Well, yeah. I live an hour from Philly, and anywhere in Pennsylvania is like a black hole. I don't know. People say, oh, yeah, I'm from Exton. Okay, that doesn't help me a bit.
Where the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, question three for you. This is the toughie.
Oh, geez. Like the others were easy.
Name the guitar player who's been a member of these bands. Crocus, Asia, Cobra, Goddard, and Unisonic. Unisonic was the band of former Helloween members. So this one guy has been in all five of those bands.
Jeez. Doogie White.
Doogie White. He's a singer, and that is an incorrect answer. The guy's name, he's mostly known for Crocus, Mandy Meyer.
Oh, that is unbelievable. I was looking up researching earlier today, and I saw that name, Mandy Meyer. And it next to him, it said Mandy Meyer, formerly of Crocus.
Yep. But a lot of people don't remember. He was the guy who replaced Steve Howe in Asia.
Wow.
On their third.
That is some major shoes to fill.
Yeah. That's why he lasted one album.
Wow.
And he was in Goddard for a while. So, and I didn't even know he was in Unisonic. Have no idea. And
must be pretty good.
Yeah. And I know he played with Crocus on their farewell tour. And yeah, Crocus is gone. No more Crocus. So.
Oh, really?
Mark Storace is now, I think, he's recorded a solo album called Storace.
Okay.
And he's doing his own thing, so.
What about Fernando Von Arb?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to be a band called Von Arb. And then Chris Von Rule. All the Slavic names.
Yeah.
There's never a wimpy Slavic name. You know, what's that? Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
There's nothing like Doogie White.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think Doogie White's from there. Yeah, where's Doogie White? Is he an American? Is he a British or American? I don't know.
Whatever.
Well, somebody will look it up. Okay.
Yeah.
So you went 0 for 3. So I've already won, but
yeah.
I get a bonus
question. Absolutely. But let's see if you get this one. I asked my wife about this. And she goes, I don't know that you can ask this question, but I'm going to.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because music is music, and talented people are talented people. But anyway, who is the only person to be in Earth, Wind, and Fire for the band's entire career?
Oh, my God.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Not exactly rocking.
Nope. Hard rocking.
Hard rocking, for sure.
But this guy is pretty much the face of the band.
Is it Philip Bailey?
No, that is incorrect.
Okay, is it the gay bass player?
That is correct. Do you know his name?
Is it Rondell or something like that?
No.
Wendell?
No.
Winn-Dixie? I don't know.
Well, there's Maurice White was the lead singer.
Yeah, he's the one who got Parkinson's and isn't with the band anymore. I don't even know if he's alive anymore.
No, he's not.
Okay.
It's his brother is the bass player, and his name is Verdeen White.
Verdeen White, okay.
And he's the one that you, at least when I picture Earth, Wind & Fire on stage, I picture Verdeen White.
And the guy's a great
He's always dancing, always big smile.
Bad hair, but great bass player.
Oh, great bass player. Yeah, he was named one of the top 50 bass players by Bass Player Magazine.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, he was like number 32 in the top 50.
Yeah, still a great band. Yeah, Maurice White was the, even though Philip Bailey sang some of the songs, it was Maurice White who sang most of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but great band.
I go see them, for sure.
Totally.
Not hard rocking, but I'd still go see them.
Well, they're great songs are great songs, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So,
I don't know why. I don't know if I would give you that or not.
Nah, I missed it, but I still won.
Yeah, you 2 for 3. That's fine. Whatever. Well, no, you were 1 for 3.
1 for 3. So, yeah, combined, 1 for 6. We stunk. So
God, we suck.
So maybe everybody out there beat us. I'm sure you guys probably did. So since we're embarrassed.
All they'd have to do is go 2 for 6?
Yeah, pathetic. You people out there, we're sorry. We failed you, but hopefully you did well. And on that note, let's play a couple commercials so we can all make right. our 15 cents.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for some intellectual poetry where we basically read the lyrics of a song and the other person has to guess the name of the song and the artist. Sometimes it's always hard because you don't know the melody, and without the melody, just words are kind of tough. So,
okay. So I think we haven't done this one in a while.
Yeah, we usually don't sing the chorus because then it gets too easy, but the verses are kind of hard.
I can sing it like John Bon Jovi.
Well, speaking it would be fine. It might make it a little hard, but
okay. Whoa, living on a prayer. Okay.
Prayer. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, first verse. Black sheep of the family, nothing like the rest. Separate from the others, failing all their tests. Can't they see you're different, so hungry and so lean? You're a walking wonder, you're a metal machine. Look and you'll see you're a lot like me.
Man, that sounds familiar. But I can't.
I know if I sang it, you know, however bad that would be, you would probably get it.
I'm going to say Skid Row.
No, but you're not far off.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. This was from 1984.
Okay. Still doesn't help me, but
nope.
Sounds really familiar, though.
Yeah. Caught up in their worries and tomorrow's dream, missing all the living, milk without the cream. They think you're so foolish living for today, caring just what you think, not what others say. Join with us, oh, how they'll scream and fuss. And then it goes into another chorus.
How about Twisted Sister?
That is correct.
Wow. What do you have to do what
the song is?
I don't know.
You're an SMF.
Okay. I was thinking Twisted Sister, Wasp, Judas Priest. That was all in there.
Yep. 1984 off the Stay Hungry album, which was their highest charting album.
Yep.
Not their, up to number not 15.
Not their best album, but their highest charting album.
I think
two before that. But.
And it went... that went triple platinum in the U.S.
Yeah, that's when that was their height. And then after that, they went.
Oh, yeah. Yep, big time.
It's kind of funny that you picked a song from 1984 because the song I picked is also from 1984.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, we just pick a song. We don't collab. We just. So it's just maybe we think alike. I don't know. But I can tell you this is not Twisted Sister.
Okay.
But right, it's definitely a band you've heard of, and you've probably heard this song. I don't know.
Have I seen this band?
I don't know. You have not seen this band.
Okay.
But you definitely know who they are, and you might have this album, but we'll find out. Okay, here it goes. All these broken dreams have made me see that I'm strung out. Somebody rescue me. Well, do I have to tell you that I love you? Do I have to tell you that I care? Do I have to tell you that I need you to be there? What do you think?
Is it Dokken?
It is not Dokken. First hint, this is kind of a glammy band from Europe. Because in the middle of the night, when I'm much too weak to fight, you know you're such a welcome sight. In the middle of the night. Yeah. And it goes into the chorus. What do you think?
Is it Hanoi Rocks?
It is Hanoi Rocks.
Yes.
You know the song?
Malibu Beach.
Nope. It's funny because I looked at that song too. It's not. I'll give you the chorus. On the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Okay, what do you think it is?
Is it Drive My Car?
No.
No. Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
You'd be correct. Good song.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't heard in ages.
They were such a good band.
Oh, I had tickets to go see them at the Palace in Hollywood. And then Razzle and Vince got in that car.
Oh, damn.
And show got canceled. I still have the ticket somewhere, too.
How far ahead was that accident?
It was like a couple days.
Oh, jeez.
I was so pissed because I was so looking forward to seeing Hanoi Rocks. Me and my brother just got into two steps from the move. I was like, yes. So, yeah, this is our new band. These guys are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, major bummer there. But, hey, we still got the music. So if you guys like the Twisted Sister and Hanoi Rocks, it's still out there. Go out there and buy it. Revisit those albums. Those are fantastic records.
Oh, yeah.
You will not be disappointed.
Stay Hungry is a great, great album. I mean, it's got, I'm not a huge fan of We're Not Gonna Take It just because it's so overplayed, but the rest of the album is killer.
Yeah. Since we've done with intellectual poetry and we both kicked ass on it, now let's see how we do in 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, this is 6 and 30, where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds. Usually each song is worth a 5-second clip, and you have to guess. See how many you got 6. See how many out of 6 you can get in 30 seconds. Usually we have some kind of theme going to this. Usually I make them easy for Danny, and Danny makes them super hard for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah, songs with left-handed bass players. Like, what? From Nicaragua. Yeah, like I got a shot at that. Okay.
That is completely insane. My theme to this is bands with left-handed guitar players.
You're serious.
I'm totally serious.
Oh, I made up the left-handed.
Where did you come up with that?
I don't know.
God, left-handed bass players. Jeez.
Can I even name a left-handed bass player? I can name.
Paul,
yeah, there's one.
Oh, there's tons.
I'm sure there is, but I can't think of them right now. So songs. So we have to based on this when we do this, and if you're driving, please pull over and get a piece of paper and a pencil and try to guess these because we'll give you a couple shots of this. So I'm gonna.
I will have to give credit to my daughter for coming up with this theme because she's become a pretty big fan of the show. And she likes this bit, so I asked her.
And which daughter? Which daughter would this be?
This would be Annie.
Thanks, Annie. Appreciate it.
Liv's too busy for this kind of stuff.
That's right. Liv's in college. Annie's just raising 2 kids. That's easy. Come on.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah. Except give your dad ideas on how to make Mark look ridiculous on our show. Okay. All right.
That is hilarious that you fans with left-handed bass players. Because that is totally the theme of what you're about to hear. These are all bands with a left-handed guitar player.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's play along. Come on, baby, put your body in me.
Hurricane.
Well, I could tell you I got three of them.
Three, okay.
But three I think I got.
Yeah, I would think you'd get at least four, maybe five. No, yeah. I think you would get four.
Yeah, a couple of them were familiar, but I was blanking big time on them. So,
why don't we try it one more time?
All right, here we go. Sounded cool, though. Come on, baby, put your mouth in me. That last one is so familiar. Left-handed guitar players.
Yep. Oh,
man. Okay. Number one, I do not know. I'm going to say, is it like Overkill?
No. It's a female lead singer.
Female lead singer with a left-handed guitar player.
We watched, you had a recording of them from a Friday's episode.
Wow.
They blew up a TV.
The Plasmatics.
That's correct.
Damn you. And you sure he's left-handed?
Richie Slats, yep.
You sure?
Richie Stats, yeah. I've actually confirmed it on video.
Okay.
The guy with the yellow mohawk that cross-dressed.
Damn it.
Left-handed.
Okay. And number two, that would be Tony Iommi, and that's Black Sabbath.
That is true. That is correct. I didn't know if I'd get you with Ian Gillan singing, but...
Yeah, good try, though. And yeah. See, didn't I tell you out there? This Danny makes them super hard. Okay, number three is Nirvana.
Yep.
Nope. That one's easy. Number four, the song is something with a hurricane. And I know a couple of hurricane songs by Hurricane and Y&T. That was definitely not either one of those because they're all right-handed as well. Oh my God!
I'll give you a hint you just sent me this album. It's a 2022 recording
with a left-handed guitar player. I have no idea.
And the band is the Helicopters.
I've never heard that album before. Is the album any good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that? It's bluesy hard rock. It's good.
Yeah, I've heard, that's one of those bands I've heard of, but I'd never heard, and I haven't got a chance to listen to that one yet. So
yeah, check it out. It's I've never heard them before today, actually, and it's good.
Yeah, so we might have to dig into the Helicopters discography. Yeah, I think they're Swedish or Finnish, one of those. All right, number five. That's Elliot Easton. That's the Cars.
That is correct.
Those are the three I really knew I knew.
All right, so you're three for five.
Number six, is that Grim Reaper?
No, it is not.
And I sound familiar. Who was it?
The guitar player is Zachy Vengeance.
Is it Avenged Sevenfold?
Yes, that is correct.
Damn you.
Yep, but Sinister Gates is the other guitar player, but he's right-handed.
Well, I got three out of six. That's not too bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Next time I do this, that you make it super hard.
Oh, you make them super hard. Are you kidding me?
Not mine is easy compared to yours.
Okay. Well, last time when I made it easy, you go, we got to put more thought into this.
That was like 6 years ago.
No, it was like a month ago. Oh, don't even try it.
I can't recall the last episode.
It was like two. Three episodes ago and... You got all six, and you guys, we need to put more thought into this. So
okay, all right.
You asked for it.
Okay, smart guy. All right, your songs, all what they have in common, the theme is they're all hard rock bands. Their releases from 1989.
Oh,
and I know you know most of these bands. One of them you may not know, but you know the bands. At least five or six of them you're going to know. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. I know you made this super hard, so let's just get it over with.
Not as hard as yours, but we'll find out.
All right, here we go.
All right, what do you think? You probably You probably got like four of them already.
I think I got at least three.
Okay.
So oh, man, that fifth one.
That's the one I didn't think you'd know.
Yeah, geez. All right, let me listen to it again, and I'm gonna have to listen to that fifth one like five times.
Okay, good luck. Danny.
All right. What's the first one? I think I got them all but numbers one and five.
Okay. So you don't know one. We can take a wild guess.
I'm going to say the Ramones.
Incorrect. Number one is Faith No More.
Really?
Yep. That's the first song on the Real Thing album from Out of Nowhere.
All right. Number two, I think that's Lillian Axe.
You would be correct.
Yes.
Number three,
I'm not positive. Is that Babylon AD?
Yes, it is, smart guy. I told you I made this too easy. Yep.
Too easy. Okay, sure.
All right, number four.
Number four, definitely Badlands.
Yep.
One of my favorite songs by them.
You've already got three. All right, number five.
Number five, no clue.
The band is named after a porn star from the 80s, and she was underage. That probably I'll probably give you the name of the girl, but the band's name is based on that.
Shoot. Debbie. I have no idea.
Debbie does. The band's name is Lord Tracy. They're named after Tracy Lords.
Tracy.
Yeah. And number six.
Number six, that's Black Sabbath.
You got four.
Yes.
And what are the odds? Both of us had Black Sabbath songs in there.
Yeah. Both non-Ozzy Black Sabbath songs.
Yeah. I didn't think you'd know that one. Damn you. So guess what that means?
That means I won.
That means you won.
I get all the cash. You cash won. And prizes.
So I buried you in rapid fire. You kicked my butt in 6:30.
Buried me by one?
It's a win. Win is a win. And we pretty much tied in intellectual poetry and... Once again, Danny wins in the bit that he came up with, 6:30. You think I'd learn, but no.
Has that one been stolen yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure it will be. I mean, that comes from ages ago when they played 12 songs in like 10 seconds, whatever, on the radio.
Name that tune kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's nothing new. We just modernized it for our fans out there.
Yeah, I was proud of the Plasmatics pulling that one out.
Yeah.
That was
a good one. Yeah, you should be proud. Thanks, Annie, again. Left-handed guitar player, son of a...
She's laughing in your face right now.
I feel that.
She's at work now, but she's laughing at you.
I used to think she was okay. Not so much. I think I live a lot better now. All right.
She's awesome. Don't even try it.
Okay, fine.
She makes some really cute babies, too. So
there you go. Cute grandbabies for Danny. Outstanding. Okay, well... When it comes down to, I had to pick a song, and I'm gonna pick something a little different this time. It's off a newer release. Aldo Nova came out with a new album. I don't know if you're familiar. He hasn't done anything in ages, but he decided to get. I guess when he raised his kids, and his kids are all grown, so he decided, hey, you know what? I'm gonna try to rock again, and so he put out an album. It's gonna. Unusual title. I'm pulling it up right now off my list.
Is it called Empty Nester Syndrome?
No, it's not. But
okay.
No, the name of the album is called The Life and Times of Eddie Gage.
Which is that?
I think he wrote a whole play. And when I first heard that, I went, oh my God, he wrote a musical, and these songs are based off of this musical he wrote. And it's going to suck, and it's going to be lame. No, a lot of these songs rock pretty hard.
Nice.
So there's a one instrumental on here, and the name of the song is what we're going to play for you guys. It's called On the Way to the Psych Ward from Aldo Nova. in 2022. Man, he's still
a name from the past.
Right. He's still got that, he's kind of got a whiny voice when he sings, but he sounds the same, and his guitar playing kicks ass on this album. So it's kind of reminds me of an Extreme or a Queen album where, you know, you got a ballad on one, a piano ballad on one song, and a balls out rocker the next one. And he crosses genres all over the place.
Nice.
So it's worth checking out if you like Aldo Nova. I think if you like the Blood on the Bricks and the first two albums, I think you'll like this. And this instrumental kind of kicks ass. So this is called On the Way to the Psych Ward by Aldo Nova.
Cool.
So go out and buy it. And we'll see in a couple of weeks. We promise we won't screw this up. So our next show will be on a Monday. I hope if Danny doesn't go out of town.
Actually, in 2 weeks, I am going out of town.
Okay. Well,
got my priorities.
We might have to record early. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, and tell your friends about our show. And it's fun. That's why we do it. All right.
It's awesome. All right, we have fun putting it together.
All right. Take care, everybody out there.